We'll begin today's show with an update on an effort to reduce the growing number of feral hogs in Arkansas. While not quite the epidemic feral swine are in Texas or states in the southeastern United States, there is concern here about what a burgeoning population might mean for farms and forests. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich files this report on an ambitious bill passed by the legislature to help quell the spread of the hogs.
Arkansas has a big wild hog problem, and Republican State Representative Kim Hammer, District 28 Benton, is doing something about it. He's listened to farmers and foresters who've described how feral swine destroy crops and woodlands, and it's not just Arkansas. Feral swine are spreading across several dozen U.S. states, primarily in the southeast. But Representative Hammer aims to stop the hog incursion in Arkansas. This session, his measure, HB 2063, passed the state legislature, creating a feral hog eradication task force.
It has. Now, let me go back and say something else, too. There were bills that were passed last time dealing with feral hogs, but nothing to the magnitude of assembling a group of experts in this capacity to develop the overall plan going forward.
On its hunting website, Arkansas Game and Fish Commission does not mince words, listing feral pigs as non-native pests, an invasive species, a public nuisance, and a threat to Arkansas. Ironically, hunters are responsible for trucking in and releasing hogs to shoot for sport. But one single escaped sow will produce several litters of piglets per season, which, when grown, wallow up fields and forests, feeding on ground nesting birds, their eggs, fawns, even domestic livestock. Feral swine also transport bacterial diseases and parasites, including ticks and fleas. The only way to control swine is through strategic trapping. Hunting only scatters herds, which regroup and grow stronger. Arkansas law prohibits the possession, sale, and transport of feral hogs without tags, and it's also illegal to trap and release feral swine. Any captured swine must be killed.
Well, what's been absent from the discussion up to this piece of legislation is the question of who's responsible and where does the buck stop? Because you've got Game and Fish that, you know, has limited jurisdiction or a portion of the jurisdiction. Then you have poultry and livestock that has, you know, a portion of the jurisdiction. But as far as a system in place to hold somebody accountable or to be the point of information, that has been lacking.
Arkansas Game and Fish Commission has one full-time feral hog expert on staff who travels the state meeting with frustrated landholders and farmers about best practices. But one individual cannot possibly manage all 75 counties where wild hog populations are now expanding.
What the task force will be charged to do is it's brought together all these entities, and they are charged with coming forward with a piece of legislation that is going to be the state-approved methodology for attacking the problem. And once you've got that in place, then you can begin to hold people accountable. You can have measurable results as far as techniques and, you know, applications that are being used, and are they actually, you know, producing the results we look at as far as, you know, holding the feral hog population at a level, but also hopefully seeing it decreased and get it down to a manageable level.
The Feral Hog Eradication Task Force will be comprised of representatives from myriad state agencies, including Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, the Agriculture Department, Livestock and Poultry Commission, Natural Resources Commission, Department of Heritage, Rural Economic Development, and Parks and Tourism. Also included is the State Association of Counties and Conservation Districts, the Farm Bureau Federation, State Forestry, Nature Conservancy, and a Hunting Association for good measure. The task force, administered by the State Agriculture Department, will issue a set of comprehensive recommendations before the end of this year to the co-chairs of the Arkansas Legislative Council, the state's interim governing body.
Because it's been kind of, you know, a shot here, shot there, shot there, but no comprehensive methodology for how we're going to address this problem. So whether that would come out of this or not, I don't know. I know they're going to look at a best practices kind of approach, looking at what other states have done. You know, state of Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, I think it is, they actually allow a private entity to capture the hogs for the purpose of transporting them for slaughter, and the meat is actually sold overseas to, you know, to the Asian countries where there's a high demand for it. So that has even been discussed in smaller scale, but that'll be put on the table for discussion, you know, through this task force, because it might be an economic boom, but at the same time, you don't want to contribute to the problem if you're having people transport hogs and not doing what's intended to be done, and they're doing other things that are adding to the problem. So, you know, that'll be on the table for discussion as well.
A draft plan should be in place by the summer of 2018 for review by the General Assembly in 2019, including possible funding mechanisms to counties reckoning with feral swine. Representative Kim Hammer says it's time to deal with this invasive species.
This is a good approach to get everybody to the table once and for all. And hopefully when we come out of this, we'll have a plan of action that's based on best practices, but we'll also know who's responsible for this problem. So there's going to be some accountability and also mechanisms in place moving forward.
The task force is charged with assessing damage done by wild hogs to endangered and sensitive species and habitat. It will also resolve ambiguities among existing statutes regarding livestock and feral hogs and come up with a cooperative plan that will benefit public as well as private landholders. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.